It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. This week, New York City Mayor Eric Adams introduced 11 proposals to change the state's mental hygiene law, and he's asking the legislature to back him up.
We would change the culture from the top down and take every action to get care to those who need it. To do this, we need significant help from our partners in Albany.
It's all part of Adams' plan to involuntarily remove severely mentally ill people from the streets and transport them to hospitals for an evaluation. For more, we are joined by WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. Hey, John.
Hi, David.
The mayor is looking for changes to state law, but he says his plan to transport people to hospitals against their will is already legal. What's going on here?
So really, there's two parts to Mayor Adams' plan here. The first is he's planning on having police officers and emergency responders refer more people to hospitals for psychiatric evaluation. Basically, if they come into contact with someone on the streets and they suspect that they're in the throes of a mental health crisis, the mayor wants to have them transported to a hospital and, if a clinician agrees, have them admitted, even if it's against their will. And the mayor he's pointing to existing state law as justification. The state mental hygiene law allows that to happen if somebody appears to be mentally ill and conducts themselves in some way that's a danger to themselves or others. Traditionally, that's been read as requiring some sort of violent or dangerous act, but the mayor and the state office of mental health say, no, that's not necessarily the case. If somebody can't meet their basic living needs, for example, that's a danger to themselves, and that could trigger the law. Now, the second part of Adams' plan, that involves significant changes to state law. 11 different proposals that he says would remove barriers to getting people the treatment they need.
11 different proposals. What are some of the things that Adams is proposing as part of that 11-point plan?
Well, for one, he would change state law to make it clear that his expansive view of the existing law is more ironclad. He would make crystal clear that somebody who can't make their basic living needs could be transported for an evaluation. He would also make some changes that would require hospitals to share more information about their mental health evaluations, particularly when they discharge somebody. The idea being that hospitals would have to let community groups know when there's a discharge so that those groups can be ready to provide care once they leave. Adams also wants to make a handful of changes to what's known as Kendra's Law. That's a separate state law that allows a court to order what's known as assisted outpatient treatment for somebody who's a danger to themselves or others. And among other things, Adams wants to make sure that the default period of treatment under Kendra's Law is 1 year. In most cases right now, it's 6 months.
Well, as we heard earlier, he is going to need support from Albany to pass his agenda. What has the reaction been like so far?
I'd say it's been decidedly mixed. He's kind of had an up and down relationship with the legislature and Albany officials. Governor Kathy Hochul, she has been generally supportive so far. She says it builds on the work the two of them have been doing to fight mental illness. Lawmakers, they've been kind of all over the place. A handful of Democratic lawmakers actually stood with Adams as he announced the plan this week. That includes Senator Simca Felder of Brooklyn and a few assembly members, too. But there's been plenty of skepticism. Assemblymember Joanne Simon is a Democrat from Brooklyn. She sponsors a bill that would reshape the treatment system for people who come into contact with the courts. She credited Adams for trying to help people, but she also says the law is clear. You have to present a real danger in order to be transported to a hospital against your will. And in her mind, Adams' interpretation of the law goes too far.
So problem that I see with this is they're sort of playing a little fast and loose with the standard, right? He's kind of trying to change the standard, but that standard is constitutional.
Okay, well, state lawmakers are set to return to the Capitol in January. Do you anticipate that this issue is going to be on their agenda?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, mental health issues will almost certainly be on the agenda in some shape or form. And there's definitely going to be pushback from advocates for more community-based forms of treatment. Among them is Harvey Rosenthal. He's the CEO of a group called the New York Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services. And for years, he's been a constant presence in the halls of the state capitol. He says policies that coerce people into entering the mental health treatment system just don't work. and he plans on pushing back against Adams' plan.
I don't want to do anything to really encourage the use of coercion. It's just such a flawed approach. It's obviously a violation of rights in ethical practice, in my mind, but it really is a terrible substitute for a functioning mental health system.
And as you said, the legislature is set to begin its annual session in the first week of January. It's set to run through June.
Okay. WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.